What's up, guys? This is Alex Quinn. I'm a Forbes accredited marketer and global keynote speaker. And this is the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast on Revolver Podcasts. We are a self-development and entrepreneurship community for go-getters to organize their life and business. Get ready to gain knowledge from top-level entrepreneurs and world-class business leaders and be one step closer to becoming the ultimate entrepreneur. This episode is brought to you guys by HoneyBook. HoneyBook is an all-in-one business management platform made for the modern entrepreneur. Manage your invoices, contracts, and payments all in one platform. Go to honeybook.com and use promo code Alex to get 50% off. What's going on, guys? This is Alex Quinn, and you're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. And today we have a great, great guest. We've been waiting on this for a long time, and we are very excited because our whole team uses this platform, and a lot of you guys have been sending in questions, have been talking about this at events, and it's something that's really, really important for us due to the fact that this is completely changing the industry, right? So Mikhail Yang, CEO and founder of ManyChat, what's going on, brother?
Hey, excited to be with you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to be here, man. I know you're in Moscow right now. We're over here in Miami, the power of the internet, right?
Yeah, it is.
So listen, brother, for people that don't know more about you, they know about your platform, but they don't know a lot about you. How did this all get started, man? How long has the company been running? How did the idea come to life?
Yeah, so we started in 2015, and we started with a messaging app that's not a lot of people heard about at that point. It was actually the Telegram Messenger. And we started with Telegram because it was the first Western messaging app to open up the APIs. And we grew really quickly there, starting to build a platform for people, for businesses who wanted to reach their audiences on this platform. And once we saw the traction, we instantly knew that this is something that is going to be really popular with the businesses who want to connect with customers and who want to really build those relationships on a new channel that is used right now by over 2 billion people in the world. And I'm talking about messaging apps, obviously. So once we got that traction, that initial traction on Telegram, we got into 500 startups. It's an accelerator program that helps you with mentorship and co-working space and just in a demo day presentation where you can present your idea and your traction to investors and hopefully get funded. Unfortunately, we actually didn't get funded at that point in time. But it was a really interesting experience. And in 2016, Facebook Messenger opened up, and we knew that this is the biggest social platform in the world. And we want to, it was a hard decision for us because at that point we were only three people. On the team, me, my co-founder, and one developer. And we couldn't support two platforms. So we had to actually make a decision to freeze the development on Telegram. And we thought that that's going to basically get us in a very bad position in terms of like there were competitors, since we thought that competitors are going to innovate and there is no assurance that we are going to be able to do the same thing on Facebook Messenger. And like, you know how this goes. Like if you're starting a company, if you're starting a product, at first, the only thing that you can show is just your engagement and users. And that's what we had on Telegram. On Facebook, we had nothing. But we decided to take the leap, and we've invested into building the messenger marketing platform that ManyChat is today. And with some help of others and the market, and just by focusing on our customers and building a great product, we were able to get to this point. And now we are serving hundreds of thousands of businesses in over 100 countries around the world, sending billions of messages every month.
And you guys are sending almost 7 billion messages a month, right? You guys, but through everybody throughout the platform.
No, it's only us.
It's only you guys.
Yeah. There's about, I think the latest numbers that were published is like 20 billion messages overall on shared on Messenger from businesses and customers. And we are powering like 7 or 8 billion of those.
So if you're listening to this episode right now, I want to know what you think about messenger marketing. Have you tried it before? Or are you looking to get started? Let me know what you think by going to my Instagram, Alex Quinn, with one N, and press the contact button on the profile page, click text, and let me know your thoughts.
So man, that must have been a nerve-wracking decision, making that leap a few years back, huh?
It was, but like in hindsight, everything makes sense. But when you're going through this experience, like you're never sure if this is going to work out or not. So you have to make a decision based on something else than like being sure. And I think it's really important for people to have that quality, because if you always do the things that are like, usually the things that are very, how would you say, the things that are more, and the things that you're more confident in, usually they're the low hanging fruit that do not have a lot of risk inside of them. And, not a lot of rewards, also. So
that's amazing that you guys have come this far. And just correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys are the number one messenger platform on Facebook Messenger, correct?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Brother, so let me ask you, where did you grow up in the States?
No, I actually grew up in Moscow. I was my family comes from a very diverse background. So my grandfather on my father's line is Chinese. My grandmother is Armenian. On the mother's line, we got Moldovan and Russian. So it's a mixed bag.
That's amazing, man.
Yeah.
You're global, brother. That's really, really cool. So,
yeah, we're traveling all the time. So, yeah.
So you were always involved in the internet, in the digital world, or is this something that just kind of came across your lap and you ran with it?
So I was kind of like, I started using computers pretty early when I was, like nowadays it seems not so early because infants have iPads. Right. I started to use it when I was like six. I had my Pentium 2 or 3, and I used to play like Quake 2, and like it was a time when computers were just starting to become just a household item, and there was nothing in terms of phones or anything. And I got interested in coding when I was in school, and then I wrote I wrote a social game for the social networks that is very popular locally, and but then at some point I started to like the entrepreneurial side took over, and
there's no going back.
We started to build some of the projects like when I was 19, and I was building something since that point. So we built several, like before starting MainChat, there was a lot of failures. So there was a lot of projects that didn't go anywhere, and we had to take that as through trial and error, and through education and self-education and mentorship. Like at some point, if you persist long enough, something happens. So
we're really, consistency.
Yeah, we this was MainChat started when I was basically finishing my third or fourth project and freezing it. And I thought that at that point we were running a consumer startup that was it was like a entertaining content recommendation engine, and we've been running it for the past 4 years, and it didn't really go anywhere besides gathering a loyal audience, but that wasn't enough to monetize it or to actually get it somewhere. And building something for 4 years without a lot of results takes a toll it's just stressful. And we were starting a family at that point, and I thought that I would take a sabbatical and just travel around and regather thoughts, restore energy, and find something. And like we started MainChat 2 weeks later or something. So there wasn't a lot of time to recover. We just saw an opportunity and decided to build something, some MVP, and see where it goes. And at first, nobody wanted to use it, actually. So it was funny because we were trying to convince people to start getting subscribers on Telegram and sending broadcasts. And we talked to like tens of people, and I have all of those conversations, and everybody was like, what is this? Like messengers and like send bots? What are bots?
What does that mean?
Like, what is a bot? Like, is it a fake account? Like, and we were like, no. It's like, it's just the way that Telegram decided to call them. They call them bots because they're like automated entities. Nobody wanted to talk to us, and it wasn't getting any traction. But in a few weeks, we posted. I think the one of the most interesting parts of the story is like, how do you get from zero to one? How do you get from like an idea to your first few users that start to use the product and then tell others, and like you start to build that snowball. And for us, it was just posting in relevant communities, like going to different parts of different catalogs, Reddits, etc., and like just saying, like, hey guys, there's a new platform, you can do these things about like with this, this is why it's valuable, this is how you can leverage this for your business, and just starting to get those first initial users. And at some point the viral effect kicked in, because every bot was signed that like, if you want to build your own bot, go to ManyChat. And that's how the viral loop started. If your listeners are aware, like it's the typical Hotmail story, where like, hey, if you want a free email account, sign up for Hotmail. So same thing happened with us, and it worked.
Can you imagine if you would have stopped at that last business and just said, screw this shit, this entrepreneurship life wasn't cut out for me, people aren't engaging, this is not going where I want it to go, you wouldn't be where you are today. And that's what I talk about a lot with my listeners and at the events we throw. It's like, there's not one person that I've ever met that accomplished their goals that didn't meet adversity, and that didn't at times feel like shit wasn't working, or like they were going to fail, or they just wanted to throw in the towel. I mean, at times we all feel it, right? But if you would have stopped at that point, when you're talking about the sabbatical, if you would have just said, you know, screw this, I'm just going to concentrate on my family at the moment, and I'm just going to, you know, stop believing in this dream. Yeah, I'm sure you'd be happy because you have your fam, but man, you wouldn't have been able to create a platform that currently affects billions of people a month. And positively too, because you're creating a platform not only for people to be able to communicate easier with their audience, but it's a platform that's generating revenue for people around the world in any country. All you need is Wi-Fi and signal, and you could start communicating, you could start creating communities, you could start creating opportunities for yourself. And all it took was persistence. All it took was you saying, no, you know what? Like, I know, I see the vision, I believe in my vision, and I'm not going to let anything hold that back. Now, with that being said, let me ask you, do you come from a family of entrepreneurs?
Yeah, my one of the big inspirations for me is my father. He is a successful entrepreneur, and he was always a role model. When I was living with him, one of the images that stuck with me is like just him sitting at the computer for like 12, 14 hours, just pushing out emails and like scheduling meetings and being on calls. And that's mostly what you do is as a CEO, is just basically communication. At times we were, there was so many times that even when we started ManyChat, and it started to grow on Telegram, like it wasn't obvious that this is going to go anywhere, because like we applied to YC three times and YC declined us. And for those of you who don't know, YC is like Y Combinator. It's one of the, I would say the most famous accelerator in the world. That's where like startups go to get some mentorship and initial funding. And they declined us three times. And two times we got to the interview phase, and after the interview, they declined us. So, and like once we got through, but then we got into 500 startups. But when we went through 500 startups, we got a lot of investors interested. But then once we started to talk to those investors, like 40 people, so 40 people said no to us and said that they are not interested in investing. And we were at some point we were close to getting funding, but then like it all fell apart. So like imagine being in that state, like of almost getting something, and that is really important for the business that you're basing your livelihood on. And like but I'm sure like I'm not like trying to paint like a bleak picture. I'm just saying that all entrepreneurs go through this.
Yes,
and,
of course.
Everybody goes through, like, as you've said, like nothing of nothing great was done without great adversity. So you have to. I think it's just when you come from just having a job or something, it's much. There is a difference in the mentality, and you have to basically once you start to create something and to build something, basically you have to recognize that you will basically, this is a part of the job, like having those situations, like hearing no from investors, from partners, from employees who are quitting, from some key partnerships that are falling apart, et cetera. That's a part of the job. Like that's going to happen no matter what you're doing. And as soon as you start to understand that that's not something unique, or that's not something that you have to really be upset about, and you stop wasting your emotional energy on it and just take it as a part. Like, it's like, if you want to swim, you're going to get into cold water. And like, you can stress about the cold water, or just, you can just say like, yeah, it's not going to be, comfy and super, I don't know.
Yeah, you're not going to be in your comfort zone. I mean,
yeah.
Smooth seas don't make a skilled sailor, man.
Yeah. And then like, once you get that, and once you start to better understand how your emotions work, because everybody, each one of us has our own triggers and things that are unique to us. Somebody is more prone to reacting with aggression. Somebody is more fearful, etc. And all of those things, they eat the energy that you actually need to do some productive work. So you learn that, you learn emotional management, and then it all becomes better, and you start to feel the joy of the journey. It's like, imagine you're surfing, right? And when you're surfing, sometimes there's not going to be any waves. Does it mean that you're a bad surfer, that you're not riding any waves right now? No, it's just because like there's no waves right now. And once you're learning to surf, you're going to fall a lot of times. But at some point you start to learn how to ride the waves. You start to understand the timing, the timing that is like more short term, so the timing of the wave, but also the long term timing, the timing of the when the wave starts, what seasons the wave starts, where to look for the waves, etc. And that is also important. Like that's basically thinking about the markets and how the markets move and the demand and what people are looking for, and they're saying those waves. And once you start to get that, it all becomes better, more predictable, and you start to become more confident in your skills. And yeah, you're going to fall, but that's okay, because that's what, like, that's how surfing works.
And that's how life works. That's how business works. It's all part of us moving forward as humans. Like we're going to trip, we're going to fall. People are not going to believe in us. People are going to say shit about us. People, all types of things are going to happen. Negative, positive, negative, positive, 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 negative. Like It's just getting used to it and learning. And like you were saying, we all have different triggers, right? So we have to learn how we react to things. And sometimes that reaction to certain things is what's holding us back from growing. And it takes a lot to be self-aware enough to know. And I was actually posting this on my Instagram story last night, which was sometimes you come to the realization that the person that's been holding you back this whole time, it's you. And that's fine. Yeah. As long as you recognize those things and you move forward. So that's great, great advice for our audience, man. I appreciate that.
Alrighty, hustlers, let's take a quick break. You're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast with Alex Quinn. All right, guys. So let's talk about tools that are actually going to help you build your business. Tools that I'm using right now. One of them is HoneyBook. Are you starting a new business? Do you have multiple clients? HoneyBook provides everything you need to manage your business efficiently. Whether you're an entrepreneur, photographer, consultant, or designer, HoneyBook is an all-in-one business management platform. It lets you streamline your business, look professional with clients, and get paid fast. Combine your invoices, contracts, and payments all in one platform. You can access HoneyBook on desktop or on the mobile app. Go to honeybook.com and use promo code Alex to get 50% off.
Jason Stone here.
Hi, everyone. It's Neil Patel, and you're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle.
This is the motherfucking CEO, Andy Frisella. You're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle with Alex Quinn.
For the people that are listening who aren't too familiar with Messenger bots, why don't you give us a brief breakdown on exactly what a Messenger bot is, how it works, and how it could benefit the community?
Sure. So imagine, like, I'm sure everybody's familiar with how email marketing works. You have your audience, you have your clients, and you want to talk to them. And email used to be basically the only digital channel, the only digital one-on-one channel that you could use to talk to your audience. So now with the messenger, with messengers, that is changing actually. And now that 2 billion people are using either Messenger or WhatsApp or Instagram or iMessage or any other messaging app, now that you get an option to talk to your customers through the messaging apps. So what is the value? The value is the same. It's communication with your customers. And so basically using that channel to connect with your customers, build a relationship, and drive the action that you want to drive, either signing up for a webinar or sales or bookings and reservations, or just providing better support and better service. So I don't like talking about, like, obviously, like, everybody knows about Messenger bots, et cetera. But for us, we see this generally as a communication channel. Like, if you think about chatbots as just a fancy word for marketing automation. So that is like automating the way that your business talks to the person depending on certain conditions. But to make this more real and to give some real life examples, I would say, imagine you're at the restaurant and you see a table tent on the table that says, scan this QR code to get a free coffee, or scan this QR code to get a free, like, 15% off your first purchase, your first lunch. You scan the code, you get to not a web page, because the problem with the web page is that it doesn't create a connection between you and the customer. It gets you right into a messenger conversation. And inside that messenger conversation, that bot recognizes that you've just scanned this code and it sends you the coupon or the discount code or whatever you need to get the offer. But the beauty of this is that now you can use that conversation to re-engage with that customer. So you've turned the offline transaction, where the person was just sitting at a table in your restaurant, to an actual conversation and start building a relationship with your customers. So how can you use that? So say, for example, they scanned it, you gave them the discount, now they walk away, and there is a delay that says, in 2 hours or in a 1.5 hour after they've scanned the code, ask them how do they like the restaurant. So, and provide them with options. And inside Messenger, you can have like these beautiful buttons, like with like one star, two stars, or whatever. And you can make those buttons whatever you want, but let's stick with this example. So they press on a rating and they say like, hey, I really liked it, 5 stars. And then your bot can say, depending on the answer. So if the answer say 1 to 3 stars, you ask them, what is the problem? What went wrong? Can we do something for you? So you try to make, to understand why they put such a low rating. But if they answer with 4 or 5 stars, you can direct them to your Yelp account, to your Google Maps page, and say, hey, do you mind leaving a review? Those really help us if you actually liked our food here. So now you basically converted your offline traffic into more 5-star Yelp reviews. So I think that's a pretty awesome outcome for a restaurant. And you can start to think like, this is just a really specific example in one industry, but messengers, it's just a communication channel. So we are serving hundreds of industries, e-commerce, local businesses like restaurants, gyms, spa salons, hair salons, and also the digital entrepreneurs. So e-commerce businesses, infopreneurs, experts, coaches, professional services, etc. It's not like, if you think about who uses email marketing, like the answer is like all businesses that want to talk to their customers, which is all businesses. So who uses messenger marketing? Like right now we are seeing that basically all of the different business types, the only customers that we are not serving is specifically enterprises at this point, because we want to focus on the SMB market and serve that part of the market the best. And this is how you and the reason that you're using messenger marketing instead of email marketing is because you get much higher open rates and much higher CTRs.
Do you have any figures that you guys stick by when it comes to CTRs, open rates? I mean, obviously, yeah.
80% open rates, 20-30% CTRs.
That's amazing, dude.
I
mean, as a marketer, right? Because that's what I've been doing my entire life. Seeing numbers like that, I mean, you don't really see numbers like that anywhere else. It's not like, and I know it's important to understand that this is an addition to all marketing efforts. This is not a replacement. It's very important for people to understand that whatever marketing mediums you're using right now that are working for you, that's great. At whatever open rate or click through rate they're working for you, keep them. But this is just something else that will help you create another stream of communication for your client base. And now, for those of you guys listening who have never used ManyChat or heard about it, I know this could sound a little bit complex, right? It could sound a little bit complex of how to put this together. I want you guys to understand that I thought the exact same thing when I came across ManyChat. And I'm going to tell you, I run across many, many platforms across my day through ads, through people recommending them to me. And a lot of the times I go on the website, I go on the homepage, I see a little bit about how it's presented, and not gonna lie to you, if it looks too complicated for me, I'm gonna keep moving. And the thing that really drew me to ManyChat and the reason I stayed on and why I've been consistently talking about it at all my events, at my podcast, with everybody that I speak to, is the fact that you guys have a course. You guys have an in-depth course where you guys break absolutely every single part of the system down, which made it so user-friendly and so easy for me to understand what I was doing. Because at first I was overwhelmed thinking, wait, I'm not a coder. I'm not this. I'm not, how am I going to do this? I don't know how to, like, I was going online and seeing people that were building them and stuff like that. But I'm like, do I need to have years of experience to do this or anything like that? And for a business to take that much time into the user to teach them and show them exactly how to use the platform is very important. So, Mikhail, I could tell you, bro, at least for me and my team and the people around me, our biggest turn on towards your product, besides the figures that you just mentioned, was the fact that you guys have an in-depth course, which, and another platform that uses it like that, that we really love, is Webflow. Webflow literally has a tutorial for anything that you want to work on when it comes to building your website on their platform. And this really changed the game for us. We've all taken the course. We've all gone through the course and actually look to implement it into our business. So we're not really interviewing you here just to kind of talk to you about how it works and, you know, try to find out about it. We are customers. We are current customers of you guys, and we vouch for you guys. So we really love what you guys are doing. Now, with that being said, what's next? Is there any updates that you're able to share with us about the platform and the system?
Yeah, that's a great question. We have a conference coming up in actually exactly 1 month. So
yeah, we're gonna be there with you guys.
Perfect. So excited to have you there. And we can do a coupon specifically for your listeners if the podcast is going to come out before the the event. We can do a coupon. I can just make up something like hustle. I'm pretty sure that if we do the coupon hustle, then it's not taken yet. So are you okay with that?
Of course, man. I really appreciate that. I know Farah was working on that for us. That would be amazing because we're going to be having, so we're going on a United States tour before we go on a Europe tour, and we're going to be doing events in multiple cities. And it's talking specifically about this. We're going to be talking about messenger marketing. We're going to be talking about branding, brand development, Facebook ads, all of this stuff. So in every city that we go to, we're going to be able to talk about it. Specifically this Saturday, we have an event with one of our partners, Social X. So it's going to be a Hustle Inspires Hustle Social X event in Miami. It's going to be a pop-up. We're going to have a few hundred people there, and a lot of the business owners that are currently attending, agency owners, actually inside their courses they have part of their course talking about how they use ManyChat. One of them is Jeremy Haynes from Megalodon Marketing. He works with Dan Locke and he's worked with Grant Cardone and a bunch of big entrepreneurs. Right. They actually concentrate on teaching people how they use your platform to grow their business. So I think it'll be a great organic addition to what we're currently doing. And we really appreciate you being open for that, man. I really appreciate that.
Awesome. So I actually have the coupon now. They've told me how the coupon is called. So it's Hustle150.
Awesome.
And it's $150 off the ticket price, and it's specifically for your listeners to go and experience the ManyChat Conversations Conference. It's the largest conversations messenger marketing conference in the world. We've hosted the first messenger marketing conference last year, and this is the second one. We got really, really great feedback from the first one. This year, we got Neil Patel.
We just had him on the podcast. We talked about you guys.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we got Neil Patel. We got Mary Smith. We got Ezra Firestone. All of the big names in digital commerce and digital marketing are going to be there. And so we're going to be talking about the future of marketing as being the people who've pioneered the messenger marketing industry. We've got some really, really interesting announcements and some really exciting things to share. Don't want to spoil all the fun. So, I would love if your people could come. It's in Austin, Texas, September 13th to 15th. We got a really good hotel, and we're actually investing in this conference. We're not making... I got to check with our organizers, but as far as I'm saying, we're not making money from this conference. We're just investing into the community, because the platform is where we deliver value, and this is our main business. And conference is more about throwing a great party and getting all the people together and sharing the best content, the cutting edge stuff. So yeah, would love for your people to come.
Absolutely. I'm flying my team out there, and we're also going to be pushing it towards our audience on podcasts and events. And before we wrap up, man, I wanted to go ahead and bring something up. I have a Shopify store, and one of the biggest platforms I use for Shopify is SMS Bump. And they recently announced that you guys are going to have an integration. So I'm very excited about that. You guys are definitely onto something there, because they've been giving me great results. I can't imagine how amazing it's going to be once you guys integrate. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. Definitely looking forward to Austin, brother. We'll see you out there in person. And again, man, thank you for jumping on. We'll keep the lines of communication open. So let's bring the episode together. We've talked about a few things so far. One of them being that sometimes the person that is holding you back is yourself. Be self-aware and recognize your obstacles to continue moving forward. We also talked about how you can use messenger bots in different industries to further communicate with your clients and close more leads. If you're interested in coming to ManyChats Conversations 2019 in Austin, Texas on September 13th, 2019, you can use the code HUSTLE150. That's HUSTLE150 for $150 off your ticket. I want to give a quick shout out to HoneyBook for making this episode possible. HoneyBook helps you streamline your business process from inquiry to booking to project completion. I've simplified my client booking process through HoneyBook's automated emailing system. My clients get their proposal, contract, and payment request all in one email sequence, even if they don't have a HoneyBook account. With HoneyBook, clients get automatic payment reminders, and all payments get deposited right into my bank account. It makes bookkeeping so much easier. You can even integrate it with QuickBooks. So go to honeybook.com and get 50% off when you use promo code Alex. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to tune in. I'd really appreciate it if you guys could share with someone, review, or even subscribe to the podcast. If you want to connect with me, follow me on Instagram at Hustle Inspires Hustle. Or you could follow me on my personal, Alex Quinn with one N. This is the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast with Alex Quinn.